Listener Ken Brooks commented on our website about some listener feedback from last week. He writes, Ray, the Terry Ross comment. Yes, the incorrect 91.3 now compounded by the incorrect 98.9 still gets up my nose, and I suspect the noses of many others. This unnecessary and seemingly arrogant change was questioned by several listeners at the time. I've been a member for 19 years and now find that 91.3 bugs me so much that I'm starting to switch over to another classical station just to avoid it. Your explanation for the change was ridiculous at best. All the other stations I listen to use the correct station frequency, which includes point. Listener Graves Lewis wrote, What happened to the translator in Jacksonville? Well, unfortunately, that translator is not now available to WHQR. We didn't own that one. We were programming it thanks to an arrangement with the owner, a religious broadcaster. The translator is in need of repair, and it's not clear what the owner's plans are right now. The good news for most Jacksonville listeners is that our main signal at 91.3 still gets in pretty well. Two listeners wrote to agree with Pauletta's comment 2 weeks ago expressing a desire for the return of On Being on Sunday evening. Listener Barry wrote, I agree with Pauletta. Ted Hour is nice, but I don't think it should have replaced On Being, which is one of my favorite shows. And listener Pam notes, I like Ted Radio Hour too. Can you air both? I wrote back to Pam that it's the age-old dilemma. When we add a show, we must take one off the air to make room for it. So that's part of the equation. That and the fact that every show is someone's favorite. Ted is not a permanent addition since it's only a 13-week show, but there are other shows being created by NPR and others that we believe deserve a chance to be heard. Sunday evening is a good time for such a showcase. So thanks to all for the comments on Ted and On Being. And thank you to the listener who first alerted us to the fact that our HD2 all-classical signal was off the air earlier this week as a result of a lightning strike in Wednesday's storm that damaged some of our equipment. We'll make updates to items like that on our website, our Facebook site, and through Twitter. I'll close with a few more comments from our recently concluded summer drive. Sybil Solomon and Bob Gimpel called WHQR a local treasure. Peter and Virginia Pershbacher wrote, WHQR was one of the pluses in our decision to retire to the Wilmington area from Arkansas. Thank you for being here. Dom and Cindy Pernow of Curie Beach wrote, Our lives are enriched by WHQR. Christine Thompson of Leland wrote, Keep plugging away. Susan Bales said, I just started a new business and it helps me to get through the long nights. I would prefer an alternate to classical. My Irish setters listen to the station also. The following announcement is just for Susan's Irish setters. Oh, wait, I guess the rest of you couldn't hear that. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback, as the listeners above did, with your pledge to WHQR.org, or you can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.